Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, October 23rd. Welcome to the show, everyone. If you have a comment or question tonight, please give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. One of the things I wanted to know, tonight's show is all about, you know, the beauty news, but I wanted to know, you know, we make announcements on the show periodically about different beauty events, different trade shows, makeup shows, and we wanted to hear from you guys. So if there's anyone out there that's listening tonight who, you know, attended one of the IMATS trade shows or one of the makeup trade shows or another beauty show that's going on around the country, give us a call, tell us how the show was, and share your experience. And you can do that by calling 914-803-4399. Again, you can also hit us up on Twitter and Facebook as well, and we'll get your comment out there tonight. Now I'm going to turn it over to Denise. Okay, I thought I was turning it over to Denise.
Sorry, I had myself on mute this time around.
Okay.
Normally you have me on mute, but this time I have myself on mute. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hopefully everyone's having a good evening. I wanted to start out a little bit about a couple of things I discovered online. Have you heard about the new makeup stamp to create the perfect cat eye? Have you heard anything about that?
No.
When I discovered this, I thought it was the greatest idea. There's a new makeup stamp to create the perfect cat eye. It's supposed to come out in the next 2 to 3 months. It's supposed to be a promising new tool that's the solution to creating the perfect cat eye. It's called the Vamp Stamp. Okay? It's a double-ended eyeliner marker that's featuring razor-sharp wing stamps. It's one for the left side, one for the right side. So it's a two-sided tool that's an eyeliner marker. So I'm assuming kind of just like those liquid liner pens. It should have the liquid eyeliner in the double-ended stamp. Don't know exactly what it's going to cost, who's going to be selling it or anything like that, but I do know it should be coming out in the next 2 to 3 months. What do you think about a product like that? Because I know for a lot of people, including myself, sometimes it's rather difficult trying to get that perfect cat eye and trying, you know, because it takes time. It takes time, whether you're an everyday woman, whether you are, you know, a beauty professional who, you know, you've got it down. It doesn't matter if you can do the greatest cat eye, it still takes time. What do you think about those type of tools?
Absolutely. I think they're great. And I think Beauty Blender has a little tool.
Yeah,
that
they
you
have,
can use
they
as
have,
well.
Yes, it's just a little, like a little silicone rubber type of, what do you want to call it? It's just something that will, like each side of it helps you create different types of wings. But the only thing about that, because of all, there's another brand that kind of has almost like a stencil type of thing where you can line it up on the side of your eye and it creates different shaped wings. But the thing is, you have to make sure you get it in the right place on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes it like a little more, I mean, it's a helpful tool, but it makes it a little difficult. So even with the stamp, that's still going to be the issue, getting it situated in the same place on both sides of the eye.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think they're great to give to people, you know, to help them out. I mean, basically that's what it is. It's just to assist and to help. So I think it's a great thing. I mean, you know, they make stencils for brows, you know, and all kinds of little things to help artists be more perfect, I guess, I can say.
Right.
So sure, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and the great thing about this tool is at least it will give you that perfect shape, whether it's a little higher on one side than the other. At least you'll get that perfect shape. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And you're not fighting with that. So I think it's pretty nice and pretty useful. So I'll keep my eye on that to find out, you know, to find out when that's going to be coming out.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I saw an artist, I think it was on Facebook, my home feed, and she was doing someone's makeup. She was doing someone's eye makeup, and she was doing the liner, and she was making a cat eye, but she was starting from the inner corner and then going towards the outside corner, but then she stopped, went from the outside and started the line there and then came back in, you know. So it just goes to show that, you know, some people just don't line straight across and then make the wing. They kind of start it and then stop and then start it from the wing and come in so that they meet. So, you know, a lot of people do it different ways just so that they can, you know, achieve that perfect wing liner.
Right. Right. So there was another thing that I discovered online today. I was on Twitter, and I guess I missed something that happened yesterday. It's to the point now that some things are beginning to be a little ridiculous. Queen of Blending, most people, you know, in makeup know who Queen of Blending is. You know, you have these social media superstars. You know, Queen of Blending, people first discovered Queen of Blending back in the MySpace days. Okay, so now, you know, some of the social media superstars of the early days of social media maybe aren't big stars anymore the way they used to be, because now you have people like Jeffree Star who's come along and who has kind of created a name for himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on Twitter today, and I see something that comes up in my feed, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh, gosh, what's this? Well, let me pull it up here. Queen of Blending sent out a tweet, and Jeffree Star responded to it, and it wasn't so nice. Okay, let me get it here.
So his response wasn't so nice?
No, his response wasn't so nice. Okay, so she tweeted about a product that he developed and he's coming out with, or he came out with this product. And so now I guess she saw it, didn't really like it, and so she made a comment, and this is what she said. So, did anyone actually drop $30 on that shimmery black oversized eyeshadow labeled as highlight? I need honest full-face photos. Well, Jeffree Star created a product that's a black highlighter. It's black and it's shimmery, created as a highlighter. Okay, so for those of you who don't know who Jeffree Star is, just do a Google search on Jeffree Star. So, again, she says, so did anyone actually drop $30 on that shimmery black oversized eyeshadow labeled as a highlight? I need honest full-face photos. Okay. Somebody retweeted a picture of something. Okay. Then she goes on to say, oh, my God, or OMG, Jeffree Star, notice me, guys. And then she retweets what he tweeted to her. So Jeffree tweeted, at Queen of Blending, worry about being a mother instead of my art and career. You're a disgusting bully, effing cesspool. So again, he tweets to her, worry about being a mother instead of my art and career. You're a disgusting bully, effing cesspool. And so she goes on to tweet, you know, tweet pound blessed, you know, things like that. This is the second time he's noticed me. You know, she's laughing at stuff. She's like, FYI, I don't delete tweets. Screenshots are only necessary when you don't want to scroll back for hours, because I believe he went back and deleted his tweet to her. You know, but then she goes on to say, but I really want to try highlighting my face with MAC Dark Soul Pigment now, like really bad. And she's got a little emoji out there. So.
Wow.
My response to all of this, my take to all of this, is first of all, this is ridiculous. This is getting absolutely ridiculous. So then when you see professional makeup artists who don't want to associate with your bloggers or your gurus or people like that,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can understand why now, because why are we on Twitter calling each other names, putting people mm-hmm. down about a product that they created? Like, you don't have to like Jeffree Star. You don't have to like his product. But, you know, all of this name calling is a little bit unnecessary.
So
in my opinion, at first I thought these situations are what appears to bring the industry down. And then I said, you know, well, maybe the blogger or guru, you know, are not necessarily considered a part of what we call our industry.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'll have to admit the product looked ridiculous, but, you know, that's my opinion. I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't buy it, especially not for the $30.
And you
but
wouldn't
also
go on here talking about it.
Right. But, you know, I also don't share Jeffree's creativity. You know, he what's creative to him is his opinion. What's creative to me is my opinion. So he created this product for his brand. If you don't like it, don't buy it. But please don't go on Twitter bashing, you know, someone else's products. Like, we all have a choice whether we want to buy something or not, whether we want to use something or not. So if we don't like it, don't use it. But don't put somebody down in public about it. If you want to have your conversations in private, then have your conversations. But don't do it in public.
Well, you know, my thoughts on it, and I totally agree with everything that you just said, but I also think about, and you mentioned this and when you first started to talk about this, you know, she's, like you said, she's been around, Queen of Blending is who I'm speaking of, she's been around since the MySpace days. And back then, she was a big deal, because when you think about MySpace, you know, and makeup artists on MySpace, everybody was following Queen of Blending. You know, they were following her. We've even had her on our show here on Beauty Talk. You know, we would sometimes see her at IMAX, and she would be at the OCC booth. You know, so people were they were following her, they were listening to what she had to say, and then it seemed as if she just kind of disappeared. And I can't remember if she was doing YouTube videos or not, but like I said, she built her fame on MySpace, and then everybody moved over eventually to Facebook. She did do YouTube? Okay.
Yeah,
so people knew her probably from YouTube and MySpace. Well, then it seemed, and at that time she had a child. Well, she's had another child since then. And maybe that's what she focused on, you know, being a mother at that time. But for it just seems like for a period of years, you really didn't hear her name. You know, and when Instagram, you know, started getting popular with makeup artists, you didn't hear anything about Queen of Blending. So it just seems to me like within this past month, I start seeing Queen of Blending everywhere, post, you know, from her all the time now.
Right.
And so sometimes it makes me wonder if it's a situation where you're just trying to make some noise so people can, you know, jump on your bandwagon, I guess.
Right.
You know, but honestly, if I'm trying to get attention, I'm not going to go that route, because then sometimes what happens is sometimes you never know who you're dealing with. You know, Jeffree Star got on and said what he said, and then maybe later took, you know, retracted his post. But some people will get on social media and have a battle with you.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? They'll just go back and forth. You say something, they respond. You say something, they respond, and back and forth, back and forth. Meanwhile, the beauty industry is looking at you, go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So I just think it's ridiculous, and I'm not taking any sides, but I'm just basically saying that, you know, when you see a product, I think if I'm going to post and say, hey, did anyone purchase this, I'm not going to give my opinion in that post. I'm just going to say, hey, did anyone purchase this? Please show pictures or whatever. That's it.
Right.
I'm not going to come out and say, did anyone purchase this so-and-so product? No, that's ridiculous.
Right.
So because when you go there, like she did, of course he's going to respond. And he even referred to it as bullying, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, I mean, my opinion, I don't think I would have gone that far and said that it was bullying, but some people consider that bullying. And so I just wouldn't go there. And I just, you know, I wouldn't leave the door open for people to talk about me, you know, in any kind of way. So I just think that's something that we as makeup artists or creative people, when we're out there on social media, Twitter, wherever, you know, Twitter is supposed to be the place where people just say what they want. Feel like in social media you have to be careful, you know, because you are your brand, and so you have to be careful. And especially if you're one of these artists with, you know, large followings, all kinds of people are definitely paying attention to you. So that's when you really have to be very careful.
That's so true. That's so, so true.
So I just think we need to stay away from that.
Yeah. So, again, we have a new year actually starting off in Los Angeles. We have IMAX, as if we didn't get enough of the makeup shows this year. But IMAX is starting off their makeup artist trade show in Los Angeles, January 13th through 5th, that Friday night on the 13th is their pro card event, Friday the 13th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the beautiful Pasadena Convention Center in Pasadena, California. Then on that Saturday, January 14th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., they'll open their doors for the exhibitor portion of the trade show for general public and makeup pros and whoever decides they want to attend, as well as their classes. And on Sunday, January 15th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. But then, of course, they will have two competitions in Battle of the Brushes on Saturday. I'm not sure which day they'll do which ones because they've switched it from years past and started doing the effects-based show competition on Saturday and the fantasy-type competition on Sunday, which was reversed years ago. But for more information on IMATS Los Angeles and any of the Battle of the Brushes competitions, you can go to imats.net.
Okay, and speaking of IMATS, I just wanted to mention a little bit about IMATS Sydney. We really don't talk about IMATS Sydney much, but we do have Australian listeners. So I just wanted to mention that IMATS Sydney will be held November 19th through the 20th at the Royal Hall of Industries, Moore Park. And Oscar-winning makeup department head Leslie Vanderwalt will be a keynote speaker. She's known for Mad Max Fury Road. She'll discuss her work on that film, past projects such as The Great Gatsby and Australia, as well as upcoming projects such as 2017's Alien Covenant. So you want to, if you're in Australia or if you're going to be going to Australia to attend, you may want to check her keynote out then. And then additional speakers include Makeup Effects Group co-founders Paul Cacci and Nick Niccolo, whose work has appeared in Childhood's End, Frankenstein, and the Chronicles of Narnia series. And then our girl, former L'Oreal Paris Australia makeup director Ray Morris, who's also a best-selling author, brush designer, and editorial makeup artist, whose credits include Vogue and Harper's Bazaar, is also slated to speak. I have not yet gotten my hands on Ray's brushes.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, that's going to be a goal of mine for 2017. When it comes to the makeup world, is to get my hands on some of Ray's brushes that she's recently designed. And she has loads of books. I love her books, and I need to. I always get confused when I go to the trade shows. When I go to IMATS in particular, and I go to buy books, there's a bunch of Ray Morris books out there, and I can never remember all of the ones that I have. It's like I'll see one particular book and I'm like, I should get it. And then I'm like, no, I'm not sure. I may have that already. You know, so I'm going to have to start taking pictures of the covers because that's the only way. I don't remember by title, so that's the only way. But Ray has lots of books, lots of great books, and now has brushes as well. And then again, they have the Battle of the Brushes as well. The beauty category is themed carnival/circus. And then while the character category is themed four decades of Star Wars, that sounds interesting. Very interesting. In London, the beauty competition, was that circus?
Yes, it was, actually.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You mean the fantasy one?
I can't remember what the fantasy in London was, but I did remember circus. They had some really good ones for the circus beauty category. It's really good. And I think I posted pictures out on Facebook. I need to make sure they may be on my personal page. I'm not sure if they're on the Beauty Talk page or not, but it may be on the Beauty Talk Instagram page. So I'll make sure I get that out there on Facebook as well for people to see. But again, IMATS is held in Los Angeles in January, New York in April, London in June, Vancouver, British Columbia, and Toronto as well. Toronto is normally,
November?
Well,
October,
right, because Sydney is in November. And then Vancouver is like July, August, somewhere in there. Maybe more like August.
Yeah, Vancouver this year was July 16th.
July 17th, so it's mid-July, okay.
Vancouver next year will be July 15th through the 16th.
And do you have the New York date for next year? Did you see?
New York date, yes, April 7th through the 9th.
Okay.
Let's see. Nice. London date next year. Wow, this is a big change. Big change. London next year is May 19th through 21st instead of June.
See, that's why I always get it confused, because that London date changes. Like, one time it was in July, and then it went to June. Like, when we went, it was in early, the first weekend in June. So now you're saying it's May 19th?
Yeah, May 19th
wow.
to 21st.
Okay. Okay, May 19th to 21st. That is big.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big change.
May 19th to 21st. And then, of course, we don't have a new date for Sydney, Australia yet, because it hasn't happened yet this year. So the dates
right.
for this so the dates.
But at least they're
year,
already scheduled out. At least they're all scheduled
yes.
out, though, for next year so far.
November 19th through 20th of this year is Sydney, Australia. And then shortly after this event takes place, they'll have new dates for Sydney.
Perfect.
That's
well,
I could just want to attend.
I have to get my IMATS LA tickets.
And speaking of IMATS LA, make sure you all, if you're a professional makeup artist, make sure you have the Pro Card, the Makeup Artist Magazine Pro Card. Please make sure you have that, because that is going to give you so many perks for Makeup Artist Magazine, as well as attending the IMAP show. So make sure you
mm-hmm.
have your Pro Card. And then there are also different Pro Card events that are held, you know, around the world, that Makeup Artist Magazine is sponsoring around the world. Not just different events during the times of IMAP, but just special classes just throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you know, there's some Pro Card events coming up in Melbourne, Australia, on Wednesday, November 16th. They haven't released the details yet about this event, but it's coming up, like I said, in Melbourne, Australia, Wednesday, November 16th of this year. Next year, there's a Hollywood Awards celebration, Saturday, January 7th of 2017. The details will be coming soon on that. The IMATS LA Pro Card event on that Friday, January 13th, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
That's from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you can start getting your tickets.
And let me just say this really quickly about the Pro Card. You know, when you say Pro Card event, is that just the Pro Card day, or, I mean, the Pro Day, or is that a separate event you're talking about?
Well, it depends. Like I said, some of the events will be a part of IMATS, like the pro only night.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, an event, and also some of them will just be separate events other than IMATS. It could be like
right.
a class or something. Yeah. So
right.
It,
no,
it
I was talking about
event.
The. You said the pro event. I was wondering if you meant pro night for LA.
Yeah. If it's, I'll say
yeah.
IMATS, whatever pro card event. Yeah.
Okay. No, I just wanted. I was going to say that on the pro night, that is a great day for the pros to just come in, do their shopping. You get a chance to speak with, you know, all of the vendors there. You know, you can actually speak and talk about the products, you know, when you can hear yourself. You're not screaming, you know, it's not a lot of loud noise, but you can actually come in and learn about the products and actually talk to the owners or, you know, those who are running the booth, and get familiar with products and purchase your products then, because when Saturday and Sunday comes, it's so many people, it's packed, so many people, it's loud, you know, and sometimes, you know, if you want to talk to people, sometimes it's difficult because, one, if you're at a booth that's really, really crowded, you really can't get 5 minutes or so with someone to talk, you know, or you can't, sometimes you can't even hear yourself. So if you are a pro, it's always great to show up on pro night. Pro only night. It's a really good thing to do. I love the pro night. That way I can focus on classes on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
And speaking of classes, I wanted to talk about the EI School of Professional Makeup. They have a night and weekend program. And you get a chance to earn your diploma in as little as 15 months. Financial aid is available. Scholarships are available to those who qualify as well. You can earn your credentials. You can earn your credentials from a prestigious, fully accredited school of professional makeup. They're accredited through ACCSC. And job placement assistance is also available to students as well as graduates. So if you want to invest in yourself, to find out more information or to reserve your seat, you can call 323-871-8318. Again, that number is 323-871-8318.
Okay. Now, if I can get back to what I was speaking of earlier a few seconds ago before you interrupted me. I was going through some of the ProCard events happening, early next year. We have the London, I think I left off at the IMS LA ProCard event. We have the London Awards Celebration, which is Friday, February 10th, 2017. And again, details are coming soon on that. And you have IMATS New York Pro Card event. And like I said, that IMATS is already scheduled. That's Friday, April 7th for that pro-only event. And that's from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can start purchasing your tickets for that at IMATS.net. And then again, coming up in May, IMATS London, their Pro Card event, which is again on a Friday night. Details will be coming soon on that exact time for that, but that's Friday, May 19th for that. So again, it's very important that when you're attending the IMATS events to get your Pro Cards. If you are a professional makeup artist, make sure you have your Pro Card so you can receive perks like free entrance into the show, you know, discounts on extra tickets to the show, things like that. You get discount on subscriptions to Makeup Artist Magazine, discount on tickets to any IMATS in the world. You get expedited IMATS entry, access to pro-only hours and events at IMATS, special invites to pro-only makeup artist events. You get year-round pro discounts from participating partners, unlimited networking opportunities. You get sneak previews of new products, exclusive makeup artist gifts, which they come sometimes around Christmas time, which is really nice. You get reserved seating for presentations during the IMATS events, like if you attend any of their classes or any of the presentations on the main stages, you have reserved seating there for ProCard members. And then some events may require the purchase of a ticket, you know, to attend, like when they do some of their ProCard events around the country. But there are different levels to the ProCard. There's a there's an education card. Like there's a standard card for media makeup artists. Then you have the gold card, and that's exclusively for makeup professionals who are represented by a recognized agency or they're affiliated with a trade union or makeup effects shop or somebody that works in theater, and that's for the gold card. Then the blue card is the esthetician cosmetology bridal card, and so, of course, that's exclusively for makeup artists who have attended cosmetology esthetician school and have attained an esthetician or cosmetology license. Then there's the educator student card. That's the first one I was talking about, and that's for current students and educators at recognized makeup schools. So not just at any makeup school, but recognized makeup schools. And so for more information on the requirements to receive any of those cards, then you have to you can apply online at makeupmag.com, Again, that's makeupmag.com. And just go to Pro Card on the menu, and it will give you information on how to apply. Or if you already have a card and you need to renew the card, make sure you renew your card early before it expires so that you can make sure you receive all your benefits for attending shows and for any of your Pro Card events or subscriptions to the magazine.
Nice. So it's the time of year when the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, there's a call for portfolios for 2016. So the Academy's Makeup Artists and Hairstylists branch are calling for portfolios, and the Academy welcomes portfolios demonstrating excellence in makeup and hairstyling for feature films released in 2016. So the films have to be released this year. You can send your portfolios by November 1st, 2016, so it's not much time, but still have at least a week away to send portfolios to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Awards Office, located at 8949 Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills, California, 90211. Again, that's the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences Awards Office, 8949 Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills, California, 90211. Again, they're calling for portfolios of films that were released this year, 2016. Now, while the portfolios are not required for achievements to be considered, they are encouraged because that's a way of helping to inform the branch members that, you know, this film was actually released in 2016 or you actually did this work in 2016. Portfolios should be no longer than 12 pages and include before and after photos whenever possible. Portfolios will be retained and housed for researchers at the Academy's Margaret Herrick Library. So if you need more information, you can call 310-247-3000, extension 1117. Again, that number is 310-247-3000, extension 1117. Or you can email mayala@oscars.org. Again, that's mayala@oscars.org if you need more information. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, who the nominees are for the 2017 Academy Awards presentation. It's going to be nice. Can you think of any films that came out this year that you saw that you thought the work was pretty good? Hello there.
Okay, I'm sorry, I muted myself again. Sorry about that. And I was busy answering your question. Free State of Jones with Matthew McConaughey, I thought that was a great movie. With, gosh, the makeup was wonderful. Wonderful. Nicoletta, what's Nicoletta's last name?
Skrlatis, I think.
Yes. Nicoletta was department head on that movie, and I thought, again, I thought the makeup was wonderful in that movie, especially for it to be a period piece. And, you know, when you're talking about slaves, and I know, you know, people are probably thinking, oh, well, gosh, they're slaves. They shouldn't look, they shouldn't have on makeup. And you just, it was just absolutely beautiful. And then when you think about slaves and you think about slaves working out in the fields and things like that, and you have to consider everything, not just their faces. You need to consider their hands, their feet. If you're picking cotton, you know, you may have some cuts on your hands, but if you've been picking for a long time, then you know how to pick it, and you may not get cut by anything. If you're a kid or something, or just new to, sounds crazy, but just new to being out in the field, then, you know, again, you may have cuts on your hands, things like that. It was just, it just seems like there was attention to every single detail in this movie, and it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, I thought that I'm going blank on the title. We just saw the movie with Nate Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I just went blank on the name. But I liked the, what I liked about the makeup in that was, I think there were some, you're just talking about this movie that you liked, and you said they paid attention to every detail. And I, from what I can remember, there was a lot of things that they paid attention to. There were a few things that I thought that they could have done a little differently.
You're talking about Birth of a Nation.
Thank you, Birth of a Nation. Excuse me. One of the things I loved about the makeup in Birth of a Nation is I really loved the skin. You know, I was looking at everybody, and I just loved like some of the texture that was on the slave skin. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful. You know, I felt like it represented the time period, you know, the slaves and even the slave owners and some of the other white people in the town. I just thought I think it was a guy, I can't remember his name. I thought he did an amazing job with the makeup. Amazing job.
Oh, yeah.
As far as
Douglas Noe was the department head on that.
Yeah, Douglas. When it came to Nate's character, his mother, I thought maybe there were some times when he could have aged her just a little bit more. Just a little bit, not like a whole lot, but just a little bit more. But other than that, I thought the makeup was amazing. So it would be nice to see that movie get a nomination in that category. Douglas and his team did a wonderful job.
Yeah, I liked it. And it seems like there, you know, you have, especially with television shows like Underground, then you have the movie Birth of a Nation, and then Free State of Jones, you know, all of, you know, these movies and TV shows, you know, they all deal with a certain time period and with, you know, and it's all involving slaves. And just to see the difference, you know, and the differences in the makeup and the similarities in the makeup amongst like all three of them. Because when I think about Underground, which is a department headed by Debbie Young, and it's so, I mean, I don't know if anybody has seen, of all the listeners, if they've seen season one of that show, but getting the opportunity to work on this show and actually seeing the, you know, the makeup firsthand, being able to do some of the makeup firsthand, and just comparing it to some of the films, I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful what I've seen on Underground. What I've seen in the different movies have been done very well as well, but just seeing it on Underground, it's been done just absolutely beautifully, and it's so amazing. And I can't wait for season two to be shown because that's going to be just as beautiful. But it's interesting because when you think period and you think period film, period television. You know, the first thing that pops up in most people's mind is red lipstick, you know, 1960s, you know, 1950s, the 40s, things like that. Nobody's thinking 1800s.
Right.
You know, because they're thinking, oh, you don't have to wear it. There's no makeup in those time periods. But you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised if you do your research, see what, you know, depending on where you lived during those times, what women did to get certain stains on their lips and, you know, things like that, you'd be surprised. But, yeah, that was one of the movies that I really loved, was Free State of Jones.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, again, I would love to see those two movies make it in when it comes to the makeup category. And I wonder, you know, the last few years I've noticed how the winners, they normally win as a team, the makeup and the hair.
And hair.
So I'm trying to remember if years ago, was it ever separated? Like, you know, makeup from one movie would win and then the hair from a different movie. I can't remember. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Because that, I feel like that's very tough. You know what I mean? I think that's very tough when you have a hair department and a makeup department. And let's just say the makeup department was excellent, on point. And let's just say, you know, the hair was good, but it wasn't great. You know what I mean? It would be bad if, you know what I mean, couldn't win because of the hair department.
Right.
So I'm assuming that if they continue to do it this way, where it's the, you know, the whole team, makeup and hair from the same show, if they continue to do it that way, then I just hope that a lot of movies, people would really think about that and really work together to have one cohesive look that's like perfect, you know what I mean, and award worthy.
Right now,
sometimes when you sit and you look at films, you see where the makeup was great, you know, and the hair was just okay, or vice versa, you know, really really great hair, but the makeup was just okay. So, and I guess that's why the committee. You know, they're the committee, and they're choosing the best of the best. They're nominating
right.
the best of the best. So,
really, do you remember a few years ago, since we're talking about makeup on some of these movies, but do you remember a few years ago, it was in 2014 to be exact, and during the beauty news I read this letter from a young lady that we received an email from, who lived in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 28 years old then, and she emailed us saying that she was a makeup artist and she lived in Uganda, and she loved to listen to our podcast because they were very informative. And she said, especially for somebody like her who comes from a country with no makeup artistry recognition at all, she said that she was self-taught, and most of her creativity comes from intuition and personal imagination. And she had been doing makeup for like 8 years. Well, there's a film out now, Queen of Katwe, that she had the opportunity to actually kind of consult, not to do any of the makeup on it because they had already hired their team, but she was able to consult with them on a lot of things on how, I guess, certain things should look, you know, in her country and what people looked like and things like that. And she shared pictures with us in another email, like I think it was like the following year. Last year in 2015, she actually sent us some photos from on set, and they were just photos of nothing in particular, like no actors in particular, because of course she couldn't send photos of that kind of thing, but just kind of some photos of some of the background, what they looked like, some of materials used, you know, as far as some special effects materials and things like that used for the movie, pictures of the land that they shot on, things like that. And so I would love to post some of that on our Beauty Talk page, but I just wanted to mention that, you know, because she did send us the email about listening to the show, but she also consulted on that movie. So I just wanted to mention that since we were talking about movies that we like the makeup on. But I actually haven't had the opportunity to see that movie yet.
And what's her name again?
Her name is Sylvia Kawala.
Sylvia Kawala. So we want to say hello to Sylvia. I'm sure you're listening. Thank you for being a supporter of Beauty Talk. And then I just had one last thing. It was another makeup program that I wanted to mention. There's a master program by Makeup Forever, the New York Academy, and it's January 2nd to June 16th of 2017. Again, that's January 2nd. To June 16th, 2017, learn what it means to truly be a pro. Push yourself beyond your limits in our six-month certification program. Application deadline is November 21st of this year. So you have to make sure you get your application in again by November 21st. And the master program is from January 2nd to June 16th. This is the Makeup Forever New York Academy. And to apply, you have to call 212-377-3600. Again, that number is 212-377-3600. Or you can send an email to academy@makeupforeverusa.com. Again, that's academy@makeupforeverusa.com. All right, that's a pretty good program.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to mention something really quickly before we get out of here. I know there's been a lot on Facebook about, oh my goodness, sometimes social media, I tell you, sometimes I think we can use social media the wrong way. Sometimes that certain things that we do and say on social media is just so unnecessary, but that's my opinion. People could think the same of this show. But, you know, I know on Facebook a lot, on in KJ Bennett's, on his page, In My Kit, he talks often about education and, you know, criteria for deciding who you should take, you know, classes by. There's been a lot of online education going around, which I find to be funny because that concept is not new. Marietta Carter Narcisse has been doing that for years. But people have been taking these online classes and charging, you know, lots of money, well over $1,000 for these online classes. There's been other classes that haven't been online, but people are making a lot of money on classes, and some of these people didn't go to makeup school. Some of these people are just fresh out of makeup school. Some of these people aren't even makeup artists, but people are taking makeup classes from them. And, you know, and he goes on to talk a lot about who you should be taking classes from, you know, which classes to stay away from. What do you think about, like, people, you know, who get their makeup education from somebody that, you know, that they see online or you know, because there are tons of groups and there are tons of people in the groups who profess to be professional makeup people. There's some who are just makeup enthusiasts, you know, some gurus. It's often a lot of talk about the makeup gurus and bloggers who, you know, who may have, you know, 1.2 million followers or, you know, 500,000 followers, and they're teaching these classes. And so some people will look at them and think, you know, how did they become the expert? Like, what do you think about people taking classes from people who do YouTube videos? Or, and I don't want it to just limit it to that. Really, it's like, what do you think about people who are doing classes who, you know, maybe a recent graduate of makeup school, or people who didn't go to makeup school at all, but yet they're teaching makeup classes to, you know, to a bunch of young kids who are just starting out and they want to be makeup artists.
It's a lot going on with all of that. It's kind of hard to even really address because you have so many different things and you really can't say one thing is right and one thing is wrong. But for me, I want a teacher who has done it all. And when I say that, I mean, I want a teacher who has the 20 plus years experience, who, you know, their experience has come through, you know, education, them educating themselves, as well as the work experience. Don't get me wrong. you have people who have only been doing makeup for 2 or 3 years that can really teach you something. We can learn from everybody, whether it's a YouTube video, an Instagram post, a blogger, a Instagram or YouTube guru, someone who's been working in film and television for 30-plus years, someone who's been doing fashion for 2 years. It doesn't matter. You know, we can learn from anyone, but for me, I want my teachers to be experienced, you know, and whatever experience has to mean, I want my teachers to be experienced, because for me, it's not all about the makeup. Sometimes you can learn so much about this business and how to carry yourself as a makeup artist or a businesswoman just by listening to their stories and their experiences that they share. You know, it's more than just painting. So for me, I like same thing as when I was in makeup school. You know, I drew from my teacher's experiences. I learned so much, about makeup artistry. It was my teacher who introduced me to Makeup Artist Magazine. It was my teacher who also introduced me to IMAX, which, you know, the magazine and the trade show in itself has introduced me to a world of experienced makeup artists who I could learn from in the film and TV business, as well as, you know, other areas of makeup artistry. So I just like people who have a lot of experience and years, because, you know, I like to draw from more than just, you know, how they do a smoky eye or you know, how they paint a face.
Right. And, you know, and a lot of times it would be great if there were, you know, makeup instructors out there who were certified teachers. And then just right. also certified in that particular profession. I mean, don't get me wrong. Anyone can teach where, you know, you're standing before somebody and you're teaching them what you know, and you are, you're doing demos and things like that. Anybody who's been in the business long enough and has the experience and know what they're talking about can teach that. But when you're talking about influencing someone in their career, you know, like with actual classes, and you're charging them, you know, thousands of dollars, anything over $600, $700, you know, you really want that person to be qualified, to be legit, and you really want them to have an impression on their students, where the students are actually taking something home with them, they're actually getting something out of it. Because sometimes, you know, people teaching classes is no more than sharing their expertise with someone else and saying, you know, this is how I do this, this is how I do that. But when you start charging more than $500 for a class, you actually need to be teaching, this is actually how this is done. This is not my opinion, but this is what I know of, you know, what I know to be true of how something is done. I don't know if that's what people are actually getting out of some of these classes.
Right. Well, I don't know. It's sometimes you just have to try it and see. And I think when people go out there and try it, they know if they, you know, need to, you know, if they could go back for more or not. But sometimes you have to just do your research, investigate before you even try and see. So that's what I would say to that. Well, we have run out of time, so I thank you guys for tuning in tonight with us and hanging out with us tonight. That is this month's version of the Beauty News. We do a Beauty News show maybe like every three or four weeks. So that's the news for the month. Again, thank you for hanging out with us. You can check us out at Beauty Talk Online on Facebook. We are Beauty_Talk_Media on Instagram. and we are BD_talk on Twitter. Hopefully you guys got some information that you didn't know before. And again, we want to say a big shout out and thank you to our listeners all over the world. For those who will listen to the show on the playback, thank you very much. Again, thank you for those who listen live tonight. And that's about all I have to say. Do you have anything before we leave?
That's it.
All right. Well, everyone have a wonderful night and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.